In 2016, public and private officials gathered on a 10-acre tract of land near Brookings to break ground for an indoor aquaponics farm. Investors were told the $11 million enterprise would raise fish and grow hydroponic vegetables and fruit, but it was never built. A year and a half later, the two developers were indicted for fraud. Both were convicted, and one of them is now appealing. Oral arguments were held telephonically on Wednesday, October 21st, before the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals. Timothy Burns was found guilty at trial of 10 counts of wire fraud. Stephen Morrison represents Burns before the Eighth Circuit. He says that it was Burns' partner, Tobias Reitzman, who perpetrated the fraud when he claimed to have $5.6 million to invest when he really didn't. Reitzman pleaded guilty last year to 18 counts of mail and wire fraud. Morrison says two investment experts who testified were professionally incompetent and therefore not credible when they said that Burns knew he was giving false information to investors.
There's really no evidence that my client did anything more than act recklessly in regard to the fraud going on around him, and recklessness is not enough for willful blindness.
Morrison refers to an instruction the trial judge gave that allowed the jury to consider that Burns either knowingly committed fraud or was willfully blind to the possibility of fraud. And Morrison says because the jury was not polled after coming out with its verdict, it's possible not all jurors agreed on the basis for the conviction and were therefore not unanimous. Ron Parsons is U.S. Attorney for South Dakota. He argues that federal prosecutors did not believe Burns was ignorant of the fraud, but since Burns testified at trial that he didn't know, the jury was entitled to consider willful blindness.
Either he knew it was all a fraud, or he stuck his head in the sand because he didn't want to know that it was all fraud, and he spewed out these lies to get other people to invest.
Parsons says Burns was playing a shell game with investor money, using it to satisfy payday loans, credit card debt, and bills owed to vendors in his other businesses. Appellate judges took the case under advisement and will later determine if Burns' conviction should be vacated. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.